The answers he received the next 2 days hardly satisfied him. The Battle of Chancellorsville continued May 4th. Sedgwick withdrew his force back across the Rappahannock during the night. A majority of Hooker's corps commanders wanted to counterattack. Rebel prisoners and deserters continued to insist that reinforcements from Longstreet had arrived. Butterfield believed they had, and Babcock was now willing to concede that perhaps some of Pickett's division had shown up. If so, Hooker should strike immediately, while he still enjoyed a hefty numerical advantage, Babcock thought. He scribbled a short message to Sharp. The rebel camps are fatigued and hungry, and should be pressed hard before they get a fresh supply of provisions. But Hooker, who likely had not fully recovered from his concussion, and who certainly had lost his will to fight on, pulled back his force to the north bank of the Rappahannock. In the Battle of Chancellorsville, he had used only about half his army, exactly what Lincoln had told him not to do. At 10 a.m. on May 5th, Babcock reported to Sharp that he was now certain no reinforcements from Longstreet had arrived. The intelligence had no effect on the grim retreat underway across the Rappahannock. Dark clouds poured down a cold and steady rain, deluging roads and flooding rifle pits. Soldiers were astonished and downcast by the retreat order. Through the evening and into the chilly night, horses and mules strained to pull artillery and supply wagons through the slippery mud as officers, some of them drunk, berated troops who lagged. The fallback continued the morning of May 6th. Hooker, returning to his old bluster, issued a general order to his men, congratulating them on their successful campaign. It disgusted Patrick. He and the other generals had been perfectly astonished at the retrograde movement, he wrote in his diary on May 6th. No confidence is felt in Hooker. Sharp was dismayed as well. Fighting Joe Hooker, for inexplicable reasons, failed to fight his army, the spymaster said after the war. After he received Butterfield's grim report, Lincoln walked up and down a floor of the White House practically wailing, my God, what will the country say? Patrick assigned Sharp the duty of negotiating with the Confederates for the burial of Union dead and the evacuation of some 4,000 wounded left behind on the south side of the Rappahannock, a job that took him 9 days to complete.